Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Instead of being met with leaders engaging with us, we were met by police pulling people to the ground in riot gear, macing people.
Activist Danny Noble attacks the response to the more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators demanding an Israeli ceasefire outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. Some members of Congress attending a reception inside were evacuated in police vehicles. Demonstrators also managed to shut down bridges in Boston and San Francisco, where President Joe Biden and world leaders were gathering for an economic summit. The Senate has passed a stopgap spending bill to avoid a government shutdown with a little time to spare. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hailed new House Speaker Mike Johnson for working with Democrats.
Because of bipartisan cooperation, we're keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs.
The bill keeps all government agencies open until January 19th, and some a bit longer. But members of the House Freedom Caucus, including Texas Congressman Chip Roy, say Johnson's failure to win concessions leaves them with little to campaign on.
I would have shoved down the throats of the United States Senate a funding bill that included Israel and dared Chuck Schumer to shut the government down and go home and eat turkey.
Republican senators tried and failed for the second time in 2 weeks to undo Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on more than 400 military nominees. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina supports Tuberville's position on abortion, but says the hold is eroding national security.
The policy is wrong, but holding these officers who had nothing to do with this is wrong.
The GOP senators say they are prepared to vote for a Democratic resolution to change Senate rules if Tuberville refuses to budge. Republican New York Representative George Santos says he won't seek re-election. A just-released House Ethics Committee report describes substantial evidence that Santos broke federal laws, but he's refusing to resign.
I will continue to fight to defend myself. I will continue to serve the 3rd Congressional District of New York until the people choose to not have me.
Politico reports Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford is investigating Republican operatives who falsely pledged the state's 6 electoral votes to former President Donald Trump in 2020, despite him losing the state. Ford says the matter has been on his radar for some time.
I don't make prosecutorial decisions based on partisan or political preferences. Never have.
False electors in Georgia and Michigan are already facing criminal charges. Arizona is investigating that state's alternative Trump slate. A Michigan judge says Trump can remain on the state's 2024 primary ballot following a legal attempt to remove him due to his role in the January 6th insurrection. A similar lawsuit was just dismissed by the Minnesota State Supreme Court, and a decision in Colorado is expected next week. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.